This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. There are mixed results for embattled New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in the latest poll from the Siena College Research Institute. The poll released Monday shows 60% of New Yorkers approve of the Democrats' handling of the coronavirus pandemic. His favorability rating remains underwater, 40 to 52%, but by a margin of 51 to 37%, New Yorkers do not think Cuomo should resign. Steve Greenberg is with the Siena poll.
That is the worst favorability rating Andrew Cuomo has ever had in a Siena College poll in more than 15 years, since he's been governor, attorney general, and even before that. Never before had more than 50% of New Yorkers had an unfavorable view of Cuomo, and now 52% do.
By a 52 to 38% margin, New Yorkers say Cuomo, who's facing multiple investigations into his handling of COVID-19 in nursing homes, sexual harassment allegations, and his pandemic memoir, can effectively do his job. Still, by a 44 to 22% margin, New Yorkers think Cuomo has committed sexual harassment. 57% prefer someone else to run for governor next year, while a third are prepared to re-elect the third-term governor.
And that number's even worse for Governor Cuomo when you look at just Democrats, because among Democrats alone, 46% are prepared to re-elect him. 43%, almost as many Democrats, say they would prefer someone else.
As Cuomo continues to resist calls to resign, Greenberg says the governor is retaining some vital support.
What you have, as I said to start, is a good news, bad news message from the voters. We think you've committed sexual harassment. We don't like you. We don't want to re-elect you. We don't think you're doing a great job, except when it comes to the pandemic. There, we think you're doing a really good job. We don't think you should resign. We think you can continue to do the job effectively. Good luck.
Cuomo was asked about the poll's findings at a virtual press conference Monday.
I don't know what that means. I don't know how people can say, I think you're doing a good job. But the favorable goes down. So, you know, they do these polls all the time. I tell you the truth, I don't put too much stock into them.
Cuomo also declined to answer a question about how much he was paid for his COVID-19 memoir, which reportedly carried a $4 million advance.
I bet you I've released my personal income taxes for the past 20 years. And I will do that again this year. And you will see everything you want to see in the personal income taxes.
The poll also found strong support for taxing millionaires, with more than 7 in 10 New Yorkers backing the measure and backing for the new legal marijuana law by a 57 to 36% margin. Meantime, 60% of poll respondents have been vaccinated against COVID-19, with another 23% planning to. 14% of voters say they don't plan to get a vaccine. The poll, taken April 11th to April 15th, found President Biden with a 62 to 33% favorability rating. It has a margin of error of 4.3 percentage points. Ian Pickus, WAMC News.